And some of you have not been around a good basketball team in a long time, and we have some of those folk here this morning also. I would like to ask the men from the NIAC team, a few of them are here, and their coach and his wife, if they'd stand, if you could welcome. These are my friends, and I want you to meet them.
这是南亚克神学院里面的篮球队员。
One is from Kenya, one is from Ohio, Chris, and Larry is from Queens, and the coach is from Iowa. So you can see a real blend.
他们从许多不同的国家融合在一起。
I want to thank the students who will all get A's in my classes who came from the evening Bible school.
我也欢迎许多从我在Hawthorne 教会里面的圣经学校的学生们来到这里。
And you know where to fill out the form, and we'll make sure that you, all the professor, the teacher, real teachers here. So I better not tell you that. We're glad you're here.
Yeah.
And then also, I want to just thank some of the students from Reach that I work with on Friday night, that they'd come on this very important launch.
我也非常欢迎今天早晨有从另外Wycliffe教会的Reach的program来的一些年轻人。
What we want to do this morning is we want to preach the word. We always want to preach the word.
今天早晨我们要来传讲神的话。
But the second thing we want to do for those of you from evening Bible school, those of you from the basketball team, those of you in the community, we want to tell you a little bit about what we do here at this church and what we want to do.
对于其他的客人们来讲的话，我们想也让你知道一些我们在这个天成教会做什么。
And so the three of us have worked on a program that we feel like some of this will be old news for some of you, some of it's brand new news, and we want to talk a little bit about the history of the church, we want to talk a little bit about the vision that the leadership had for the English ministry, and then we want to look into God's word in Acts chapter 2, Acts chapter 4, and Acts chapter 20.
所以我们先有一些关于这个天成教会的一些意向跟背景的回顾，然后
And some of you know these two men very well, but those of you that don't, this is Pastor Hai King, who I've really gotten to know and to love as a brother. I've learned so much from him as a pastor. I wish I had known him much, much younger. I still hope I can learn many things. And Tommy Wong, as he works together with Pastor King, what a team these two men have been as an example to me of working together in harmony. We are blessed to have them.
Okay, 我们这就一起同工，我们三位是在一起同工的。现在我们再分享。
I don't think you translated that.
You know it. All right. Okay. 今天是天成教会从1993年开始聚会以来又一个新的里程碑。Since our
meeting in 1993. Today we have reached another milestone.
在18年前，我们从在Wycliffe的教会有10个左右的家庭，因为感受到在17号路以东靠近Fort Lee附近华人福音的需要。
18 years ago, about 10 families from a church in Wycliffe, they were prompted by the need of evangelism for the Chinese community in the Fort Lee area. East of Route 17.
我们就开始了在 Tenafly 开始的家庭的聚会。
We have started our family gathering in the town of Tenafly.
几个月以后，很奇妙的，当我们人数扩展的时候，我们就借用了Tenafly 的一个长老会的会堂。
And after a few months, as we have increased in our membership, very amazingly, we were able to use the Tenafly Presbyterian Church for an afternoon worship.
我为什么说这是一个很奇妙的安排呢?
And why did I say it is amazing?
因为是长老会，当时长老会的一个女牧师，她主动来联络我们。
It was because at that time, the female pastor of the Tenafly Presbyterian Church initiated the contact with us.
因为这位女牧师，她刚刚从中国的湖南领养了一个中国女婴回来。
Because the female pastor just went to China, Hunan, to adopt a child and return to the United States.
她对中国人有福音的负担。
Obviously, she was burdened by the evangelistic need for the Chinese community.
等一下你们会看到那个 Tenor Fly 教堂的相片，其实刚刚已经看到了。那是在当时在 Tenor Fly 很难找到这么大、这么漂亮，而又空下来，主动借给我们的教会。
And it was amazing in a sense that it is very difficult to find a place of worship in Bergen County, and Tenor Fly's Presbyterian Church was a very beautiful and spacious church.
两年以后，在1995年，林三刚弟兄就来到我们中间来帮助我们。
Two years later, in 1995, Brother Belman Lin came to serve at our church.
1996年，当时在加州传福音的徐华弟兄打电话告诉我们说 ，TNAC 有一栋建筑叫做 Women's Club， 就是现在这个地方，他们要卖。
In 1996, a brother while evangelizing in California called us and informed us that the TNAC Women's Club put this place for sale.
就在神奇妙的供应和带领底下，当时60多位的弟兄姊妹，我们全部的尽心的奉献，我们在没有贷款的条件之下买下了这个会所。
And under the rich provision and the amazing grace of God, who led at the time about 60 brothers and sisters, we bought this place without a mortgage.
从1997年，当我辞去了工程师，从代职侍奉成为全职侍奉以来，我们中间18年来已经有了4个家庭成为全职的工人。
Since I quit my job as an engineer in 1997, and from a layman brother to become a full-time servant, during those 18 years, we have 4 families.From our church, who have received the calling from God to become full-time servants.
我们有许多弟兄搬离到美国或者中国的各处。现在有10多个弟兄的家庭姐妹，他们在各地被主重用，成为当地教会的祝福。
And more than 10 or more families who have since returned back to China or relocated in other states in the United States, they were still being used by God mightily.
十八年前的儿童主日学的孩子们，今天我们看到都成为职业青年，他们结婚生子，而且要将来马上就成为我们教会最年轻的骨干。
The children group 18 years ago have now become young professionals. Some got married, building a family, and we become the pillar of the English ministry.
为着这些恩典，我深深的敬拜神。
And for all these grace, we deeply worship our God.
现在我要简单的把重点摆在往前看的方面，等一下我再借几张的相片，旧相片来回顾我们以往。
Now I want to emphasize on how we move and look forward and move forward under God's vision, and later on I will share with you some old pictures of our history.
这十多年来，因着服事，我对着神在教会的心意有了浅浅的体会，今天就两方面来交通。
In the last 10 or more years, I have learned a lot.About the church in the eternal will of God, and I will share with you on 2 points.
第一个就是教堂它的圣洁，并不是因为它的建筑物。
The first point is the holiness of the church is not the physical structure.
乃是因为使用它的人以及使用它的目的。
Is for those people who are using it and the purpose of using it.
这个地方以前是开 party, 是喝酒狂欢，让邻居们很头痛的地方。
And this place.Was previously a place for partying, for drinking, for revelry, and has become a hassle for the neighbors.
但是当我们买下它，我们靠着祷告洁净奉献了这个地方以后，这个地方已经成为神用来传福音的场所。
And after we have possession of this church, and after cleansing and after prayer, this place has become a house of worship.
弟兄姐妹们在这里祷告，在这里交流，彼此关怀侍奉，使他成为造就门徒传福音的地方。
And brothers and sisters, they use this location to pray, to have fellowship, to care for each other, and to build up each other.
但愿这一次我们经过3楼的扩建以后，这个地方能够提供更好的场地，成为各种语言、各种文化、各种肤色、各种背景的人在这里来认识神。
May this latest expansion of the third floor will allow us to receive people from more ethnic races and different languages.
如果神有恩典带领我们，有能力能够有分堂的聚会，或者来开放给各种不同的族裔语言的人来在这里聚集的话，这是我们的祷告。
This is our prayer that may God continue to lead us to make this space available for all kinds of ethnicities and language and for all kinds of age groups.
但愿这个场地能够成为万民祷告的殿。
May this place be a sanctuary of prayer for all nations.
第二点。
Second point.
教会应该要广传福音，要造就门徒。
And the church should spread the gospel of Jesus Christ and build up disciples.
但是它必须也能够对社区有影响。
But it also must have an impact on the community.
十八年来，我们对着华人福音的需要、造就门徒的需要，有许多的家庭默默的摆上。
In the last 18 years, in the matter of evangelizing and building up disciples, many families participated.
我们在主日的讲台、周间的聚会、查经里面，我们都尽力的来造就门徒。
Through sermons and through fellowships and through Bible studies, we try our utmost to build up disciples.
但是坦白的说，我们对社会的关怀，还有对宣教、远处、近处传福音的，我们仍然需要加强。
To be frank, we still need to strengthen our involvement in the community and in the area of mission works.
虽然有些家庭他们默默的也在做，但是我们团队侍奉的这个动力还是很欠缺。
Even though we have many families who really work on their own and participate on their own, but we still need to improve the work of a team.
或者是因为语言的关系、文化的隔阂，我们对这个社区的关怀做得非常的少。
And perhaps it's because of the language barrier or cultural background, we did not really participate or involve too much in community service.
我们除了一年有两三次，或者对着那些无家游民，我们提供一些食物以外，我们在社区上面，我们实在有很多的地方需要加强。
With the exception of participating in a few soup kitchens during the course of the year, we still need to strengthen our involvement in community service.
但是非常感谢主，我们中间有几位年轻的弟兄，他们对年轻的高中生非常有负担。
Give thanks to the Lord that a few of our young adults here, they have a very heavy burden for the high school students in this area.
他们虽然有很忙的工作，可是他们每个礼拜花了十几个小时，有个别的、有团体的在那里服侍高中的孩子们。
They serve the high school students, especially those who are unchurched, even though they have a full-time job, but they still spend many hours in the week.
我们的教堂这个场地也借给中文学校，还有 Young Life 来使用。
And we also make our facility available for Chinese school class, as well as the Asian Young Life Ministry.
至于宣教这一方面，这十几年来，我们中间也从个人的服事，慢慢的扩展到很多家庭，而且两代之间的服事。
In the matter of mission and missionary works, we start to improve from individual family participation to start getting the church involved.
从我们最初只对着中国大陆的宣教，现在去年神也开路，让我跟林弟兄也到了欧洲，对着德国。都有了宣教的这个开始。
Earlier, our efforts are concentrated in the country of mainland China, but since last year, and God lead us to also expand to Europe.
非常感谢神，从这几年来，我们看到年轻人在宣教的方面也有长进。
The last few years, give thanks to the Lord that the younger generation has also been involved in missionary works.
有一些年轻的学生们，他们在大学的时候就参加了Katrina 这个台风灾后的灾区的重建，也到过非洲去短宣。
Some college students they participated in the Katrina restoration effort, as well as short missions in Africa.
在两三年前，先后有年轻人自己暂时放下了工作，到中国去了解当时的宣教的工厂。
We have young people who temporarily.Give up their job and go to China to see the missionary field over there.
还有当四川大地震以后，我们中间有年轻人也主动的，我们愿意到四川那里去传福音。
In the Sichuan earthquake in China, we also have young people who went there to assist.
去年神给我们特别的恩典，我们 David 跟着我，还有几个年轻的大学生们，我们一起到中国厦门、北京，我们在那里。认识中国的教会。
By the grace of God, last year I had the opportunity to work with Reverend Crento and a few other people that we went to Xiamen in China as well as Beijing.
今年我们更有两个执事的家庭，他们对于宣教非有渐渐的那个负担加强，他们愿意带领我们年轻的下一代，我们一起教会整合起来做传福音的工作。
And this year we have two deacons family who feel burdened. by the work of mission, and they will dedicate themselves to coordinate the missionary work of our church.
求神恩待我们，让我们在传福音的事上，对社区、对近处、对远处，我们都能够遵守神的大使命。
May the Lord have grace on us that we will obey His big commandment to evangelize nearby and far away.
接下来，我很快的用几张老照片，我们来看一看我们过去十几年来。有一些成长的光景。
May I show you a few pictures of the history and the growth of our church?
当然，这里面我不可能这么多人没有，不可能每一个人都上这个相片。我只是找了很有限的几张，那么让大家看一看。
Yeah, I've only selected a few pictures to show you.
这一张就是我说的长老会的，这样子借给我们的这个教会，你看有多漂亮。
Yeah, this is the Pentecost Presbyterian Church.
OK, 下一张，这是我们可以说教会开始的时候。第一批的年轻人，你们看到这个是谁？你们知道
？This is our first Sunday school class children.
Okay, this is Karen. 好，那这个谁？
这是 Karen.
Yeah. Okay, 下一张。认识这些人吗？这些
？This is our first youth group.
这个。这马上要做新郎了啊！几个啊 ，Jackson，
he will soon get married.
Yeah， 这双胞胎，这个 Michael，
that's Michael， the young man who led the youth group thing.
下一张，这是当时的年轻人，你看了几个？这个Joe 这个啊 ，and Terry， Helen， who is this？ Tommy.
That's me with black hair.
Okay, 下一张。哦，这是你看我们在年轻人出去 camping 的时候。
Yeah, this is from camping activities.
是 Timothy, Josh.
No, that's Kayla.
That's right. Good, Mary. Okay, 下一张。Next. Okay, 这是
This is a great adventure.
It's great adventure.
Yes.
This is Gerald. Yeah, right. It's the Eric. Yes. All right. Next. See. Oh, this is, 这是大概四年前他还在高中的时候带着他们年轻人的。
Yeah, this is a worship team about 4 years ago.
Next. 这是我们家庭的退休会在宾州的那个时候大概也是四年前。
Yeah, this is a retreat in Pennsylvania about 4 years ago.
如果记得对的话 ，Vincent 是在这一次聚会里面被主感动。就是 Yes, Vincent. Yeah, you accept Jesus in this retreat, maybe. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Any more? Oh. 这是我们跟我们在一起出去郊游，是那个 Joe May,
Teresa,
yeah, picnic 家庭的，我们在玩球一起玩。Who's this? Okay, 这是四年前，四年前我们在教会的礼拜五晚上的查经。
This is a Friday night Bible study class.
现在我们的查经的人数已经超过这里的两倍上。
Yeah, now the number participating on Friday night Bible study has doubled.
James 跟 Rebecca 已经成为台湾的宣教士。
These two has become missionaries in Taiwan.
下一张。好，感谢神，这是在过去十几年来，我们撒种，我们浇灌，但是只有神能够叫它生长。
In the years before, we have sowed the seeds, we have watered the plants, but it's God who did all the work.
虽然我们的能力非常有限。但是靠着神的恩典，我们从开始到今天，我们能够同心合意的兴旺福音。
By the grace of God, despite our very limited ability, God worked in us to evangelize in this area.
天下没有完美的教会，但是我们有完美的神。
There is no perfect church, but we have a perfect God.
他能够借着蒙恩的罪人来成就大事。
He can use sinners to accomplish His work.
天神教会是我们属灵的家。
This church is our spiritual home.
让我们彼此以爱心来接待 用爱心来包容。
We receive each other in love, and we persevere with each other in love.
超越语言文化背景的不同。
Surpassing the difference in language and ethnic background.
在基督的爱里成为一家人。
In the love of Christ, we become one family.
使天殿教会成为见证神、荣耀神的教会。
May our church be a church testifying for God and glorifying God.I would like to use this time to share a little bit about the English ministry vision.
我想短短的跟弟兄姊妹介绍我们英文聚会的前景。
I want to show you a picture that is before the vision.
我愿意让大家看这个照片，这是在我分享这个意向以前。
It was the summer of 1994.
这是1994年的夏天。
These four young boys are 12, 13 year olds.
那个时候他们只有十二三岁。
They were the part of our first youth group.
这是我们第一代的年轻人。
This picture was so precious in many ways.
这一张照片是非常的宝贵，有很多的方面。
All four of them graduated from college in 2002 and 2003.
他们这几个都在2002年、2003年都毕业了。
They all returned to live at home.
可是这四位通通回到了我们家里。
Either pursuing more advanced education or to work in a nearby area.
他们有的就继续读书，有的就在这附近找事。
And they all returned to their spiritual home where they spend their adolescent years.
而且他们回来的时候，通通回到了我们天成教会。
And they, along with others that followed,
当然他们后来还有很多人跟上。
Give our church something very precious.
他们给了教会非常珍贵的一份。
A group that we never had.
就是我们从来没有的一个团体。
A group called Young Adults.
这个团体叫做年轻人。
But it also gave the leaders of the church a reality.
这同时带给我们当时教会的代理人有一个要现实的考虑。
How to serve this group?
我们到底要怎么来服侍这些人？
Two of the young men here are still serving at this church.
这中间有两位现在仍然还在我们教会里面来服侍。
So it is about that time the vision of the English ministry has put a burden on us.
所以就是在他们那个年代的时候，我们开始有了这个要英文聚会的负担。
And we have started to pray for divine guidance.
所以我们就一直的祷告求神的带领。
Since 2005,
从2005年
we added an extra bilingual service every month.
所以我们2005年开始，我们就有了双语的聚会。
To two a month instead of once a month.
我们就增加了每个月有两次的中英文聚会。
And in 2007,
到2007年
Reverend Crandall joined our team as the mentor of the young adults group.
Crandall 牧师他就来到了我们中间来帮助我们成为年轻人的导师。
Part of our Thanksgiving today is of course,For the construction and the completion of the third floor.
当然，今天我们还是特别感恩的是我们的三楼的扩建工程已经完成。
As space is a realistic need.
当然，这个空间是一个非常实际的一个需要。
But the focal point has always been our ministry.
但是我们的重点是在我们的侍奉上面。
In the course of the last few years,
在这过去的几年里
，and through prayers.
我们经过祷告
God revealed to us that English ministry is not meant for a particular age group.
我们很清楚地知道所谓的英文聚会不是只限于某一个年龄的层次。
It is to serve all English speaking individuals and families.
那是应该是对着所有能够讲英文的各种人。
All families.
所有的家庭。
Not just the English speaking member of our own families.
并不只是我们本教会讲英文的人。
We will receive them in our church.
我们都要欢迎所有的人。
We have to bring them to Christ.
我们需要带领他们进认识耶稣。
We have to help them to receive the gift of salvation.
我们需要带领他们帮助他们来接受这个救恩的礼物。
We have to love them as Jesus loved us.
我们需要爱他们像耶稣爱我们一样。
We have to build them up.
我们需要建造他们。
We have to build each other up.
我们需要彼此建造。
We have to protect them.
我们需要保护他们。
And we have to make leaders out of them.
而且我们需要从他们中间兴起领袖来。
So let us all give glory to the Lord Almighty.
所以我们真的把所有的荣耀归给大有权柄的神。
That gives you a little picture of the past and the vision of the leaders, and I would like to look in what we feel might happen for the future under God's grace.
所以我们刚刚看了一些过去的一些情形，我们也知道前面要走的路，所以可能可以让我们明白我们前面是要怎么走。
If you take your Bibles and turn to Acts chapter 2, we'll be looking at two different sections, Acts chapter 2 and Acts chapter 20.
Yeah, 我们现在要读使徒行传第二章还有二十章。
In Acts chapter 2, we have the beginnings or the birth of the church of Jesus Christ.
在使徒行传第二章的时候讲到了教会刚刚产生的光景。
I'm reading in verse 43 of Acts chapter 2.
我读第二章的四十三节。
And after those 3,000 Jewish people had come to know Jesus Christ, the church came together.
当了这有三千多个这个犹太人他们信了耶稣以后，这个教会要产生了。
And they came together in about 5 different areas.
他们从各种不同的五个不同的地方来到。
They came together in the apostles' teaching or doctrine. They were taught the word of God.
他们来到这里接受使徒们的教训。
And they came together in fellowship.
他们在一起交接。
I know some of my friends from Nyack are here, and they're here as my friends, but I think they're also here for good Chinese food.
今天我的许多朋友们来这里，他们虽然是来看我，可是他们也可以享受美食。
And the church in the early part of its birthing would have a meal all the time, every meeting.
而且在当时初期的教会，他们聚会的时候每天都有吃饭。
So they gave themselves to doctrine, they gave themselves to fellowship, and they were unified. They had all things in common, and they were working to help each other out.
他们彼此交接，彼此帮助。
What happened after people trusted Jesus Christ as their Savior?
当人接受了耶稣基督以后，接下来怎么样呢？
The poor people were cut off of the temple rolls.
当这些贫穷的人，
The widows were cut off of the temple rolls.
当这些本来这些寡妇们，
Because if you're Jewish and you were poor,or you're a widow or an orphan, you would come to the temple and you could get food.
而这些如果你是犹太人，虽然你是寡妇，你是穷的，可是你到店里头，你可以拿到食物。
But if you trusted Jesus Christ, you were cut off. There was no money for you.
可是你如果信了耶稣以后，那你就没有这些供应。
So the church responded to that need, and they provided food, and they provided cash, and they provided places to stay.
所以当时的教会就帮助这些信主的基督徒们，他们要给他们食物、金钱。
So there was doctrine, there was fellowship, and there was unity in the provision of needs.
所以当时的说，他们有教训，有彼此交接，而且有合一。
And there was a kind of a social aspect to the church of Jesus Christ.
而在这就好像当时在基督耶稣里面的一个彼此的交流。
While they met in the temple, verse 46, they would break bread from house to house. They would go around and enjoy meals with each other.
在四十六节讲到，他们天天同心合意，恒切的在殿里，且在家中擘饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。
And then, as Pastor King mentioned, everywhere they went, they talked about Jesus. They evangelized. We are here because of the evangelical passion of the church in Acts chapter 2.
接下来我们就看到那当时的信徒们，他们就是出去传福音。
Now, this brings us to an interesting kind of problem.
现在这样的给我们的一个反思。
When we read Acts chapter 2, we're looking at a Jewish church.
当我们看《使徒行传》第二章的时候，我们看到的是一个犹太人的教会。
And if you look around you this morning, certainly we're not a Jewish congregation, are we?
当我们今天看我们周围的时候，我们知道我们不是犹太人的。
But at the beginning of the church, it was all Jewish.
可是在初期的时候都是犹太人。
But after the church grew, and we come through the book of Acts to about Acts chapter 8, you begin to see many, many Gentiles coming into the church.
而我们看着《使徒行传》一直到第八章的时候，我们看到许多外邦人进入了教会。
There was a blending of Gentiles, and there was a blending of Jews together in the body of Christ.
我们看到外邦人跟犹太人通通在主耶稣基督里面融合成为一个身体。
We call this in America a melting pot.
我们说在美国这个大熔炉里头是这样。
And it's our prayer for this ministry in the future is that we would be a melting pot, that we would blend together.
我们的祷告就是希望在这里的聚会是将来是各种人可以融合在一起。
This is a very special congregation. I'll just give you a few facts for those of us who are not Chinese and not aware of these things, just so we know the importance of this group in our country.
因为我们中间有许多人可能不太明白我们中国人，所以我今天给一点背景，让我们明白我们中国人的背景。
There are well over 16 million Asians living in America.
现在已经超过了1600万的 Chinese?
Asians. The largest group of the Asians are the Chinese.
最大的一个族裔，亚洲人族裔里面最大族裔是中国人。
Maybe 3 to 4 million people.
至少有3-400万。
You all, the Asians, this is the fastest growing ethnic group in America in the last 100 years.
我们要知道，中国人是在过去100年里面，我们在这里成长的人数增长的最大的一个族裔。
And so it's a very special privilege.
这是一个非常的一个特权。
For me to, as a Caucasian, to be in this group.
所以作为一个白种人，我能够在各位中间服侍，实在是神给我的特权。
And yet we have the issue of blending within our own Chinese congregation.
当然我们需要在这个中国人的教会里面，我们需要能够融合在一起。
While the church in Acts chapter 2 was trying to blend Jews and Gentiles after that wall of partition had been broken down by Jesus, we have the opportunity to blend Chinese and Chinese Americans together.
虽然在《使徒行传》第二章那里，我们看到这个墙拦阻犹太人跟外邦人墙已经除掉了。可是今天我们在教会里面，我们对于真的中国人或者在中国、在美国生的中国人，我们中间这个墙也要挪掉。When
the young people, the children were singing up here, and they were great.
当我看到今天最小的那些孩子在这里唱歌的时候。
I said to Pastor King, I said, that's the future right there.
我告诉金弟兄说，这是我们将来教会的希望。
You wonder how many preachers are there. You wonder how many missionaries are there. You wonder how many godly husbands are there. You wonder how many godly wives in that little group.
你看刚刚那些小孩子里面，他们中间将来可能产生一些传道人、一些宣教士、一些敬虔的丈夫、妻子。
And then you look at the other group of the young people and you say, that's the future. That future's a little closer.
当我们刚刚看到更稍微年长一点的年轻人的时候，我们说那个更靠近我们的一个世代。
And now I can, you can almost say, this one's a leader. This one's going to be a strong leader. This one's gifted in evangelism. You begin to see their leadership bent.
在这一群人当中，我们可能已经看出来哪一个是有带领的恩赐，或者哪一个已经看出他们是怎么样的情形。
And so one of the things that we want to do in the church is to develop leaders, generations of leaders. And part of the English ministry will be some leadership classes, mentoring, activities, evaluation.
所以教会的真的主要的也就是要把这个世代要训练起门徒来。
We're going to, on Saturdays or sometime during the week, meet in small groups, men and women, and then train ourselves to be better leaders.
所以我有这样的打算，希望可能在周间或周末的时候，我希望有几个人，年轻男女，我们可以在一起成为教会，被训练成为教会的领袖。
Because we need leaders.
我们实在需要领袖。
To carry out the vision.
需要这些带领人带领我们实现这些意向。
One of the visions that God has given Pastor King and myself and Tommy is a vision for what we call First Sunday.
神给了我跟金弟兄还有Tommy，我们看到了这个教会的一个意向，就是叫做第一个主日。
Pastor King has suggested and we've responded that the first Sunday of every month would be a great idea to invite as many English-speaking people to come to our third floor.
所以我们说想法是这样，每一个月的第一个主日，我们要尽量的邀请所有能说英文的人到我们新的三楼的会堂。
Now I'm a little slow.
我有点跟不上。
And I thought when we were talking about this, we're just talking about more English-speaking people within the congregation.
我当时想说，我们在讲到这个构想的时候，我在想说，我们就是增加一点多的说英文的人。
And sometimes I miss a few things in the translation.
有时候我们在翻译的过程中，我也漏掉了一些。
And Pastor King said, "No, we want the English young people. Yes." English-speaking people that may come to the Chinese congregation, and then what about our neighbors, Dave? What about our neighbors?
当我们当时在谈论的时候，我们就想，我们不止我们中间说英文的，那我们的邻居呢？
So that's the vision for the first Sunday of every month.
所以我们为着每个月的第一个主日，这是我们的意向。
And we hope that God would open up, and there'd be lots of people. In fact, there'd be so many people we'd have to come down here and meet with you.
所以我们真的是我们希望可以带很多的人来到这个教会。
And that is a passion that we have. So we're developing leaders that will do the work of the ministry. That's what Paul asks us to do.
所以这也就是保罗所做的，就是要训练一群能够带领人的人。
We're to commit ourselves to a group of people who will do the work of the ministry.
所以我们会花一些时间在一些真的愿意那个献身在这个侍奉上面的人。
And so our model, our pattern is to teach the word always in every group to lift up Jesus Christ as he's lifted up in the word.
所以我们侍奉的模式乃是用神的话来教导每一个人，而且把他们兴起来能够侍奉神的子民。
And we want to be unified within a Chinese context. We want to be unified if God brings us some other people there. Some Indians, some African Americans, some Jamaicans. We want to be a unified body.
我们的心愿是我们能够成为一个合一的，不论你是中国人、是印度人、是非洲人，我们能够成为在基督里成为一个身体。
Now it doesn't say so in the text where they went from house to house and were having their meals together, but I have a sneaking suspicion that if you translated the Greek, they probably had a good time as they went from house to house.
虽然在这个经文里面没有讲得那么清楚，可是我在想，当他们一家一家的这样去的时候，他们一定有很好的时间。
And so sometimes you will see young people, you will see this group having a good time, and you'll say, how come they're not in prayer? How come they're not studying the Bible?
有时候我们看到年轻人在那里欢喜的时候，我们可能会有个观念说，哎呦，他们只是在玩，他们根本不读经也不祷告。
We are fulfilling, we are living out the body of Christ, what it means to be part of Christ.
可是我们是真的是成为神的肢体里面的一部分。
I think yesterday, as I watched the game yesterday, those men get to live out the glory of God by playing a good game of basketball just as much as we get to live out the glory of God by playing ping pong maybe or something else.
昨天我带着球队打球的时候，我看到他们得到冠军的时候，他们那样把荣耀归给神，我觉得是一样的。
It's a very special opportunity then after getting to know each other in some relaxed settings to begin to pray about some of the real issues of life.
对，当我们慢慢的认识了以后，我们就可以进入这个真正的主题。
And so we see really right at the beginning there was a blend.There in Acts chapter 2, a coming together of Jews from all over the world, welcoming, getting ready to receive Gentiles.
So, when we were in the apostle era, we saw the early church, they were slowly bringing Gentiles, Jews, and Gentiles.
Now, what I want to do is I want you to turn to Acts chapter 20.
I want you to open the book of Acts chapter 20.
And, you know, now we are several years and the church is mature.It's not an early church.
现在这个教会已经成长了，比较成熟了几年。
And Paul is on his way to Rome. He's been called to go to Rome, and he knows he's going to die in Rome.
保罗在这个时候他已经要到往罗马去，而且他心里面知道他会被抓，而且他会死在罗马。
The little church that had started there in Jerusalem with 3,000 Jewish people is now a worldwide church.
那个时候在犹太在耶路撒冷的三千人的教会并不是一个很大的世界性的教会。
And Paul was involved in planting churches all around what was called the Roman Lake. He seemed to follow the Roman highways and preach in all the major cities.
但是这个保罗他好像是在着罗马的各个的疆域城市里面他要来传讲福音。
Now he's talking to a group of Asians, not Asians that we're used to, but at that part of the world, the church from Ephesus was...from Asia Minor.
所以那个时候，保罗就向小亚细亚的以弗所教会的人传道。
These are his last words to the leaders of this church.
现在我们要读的这一句话是保罗最后对着以弗所的长老所说的话。
You know, when we're around people that we know we never see again.
他知道说我们在可能在不能见面了。
We wait for those profound words that they will give to us.
我们就会在想说，我们在不见面的时候，我们期待着他给我们很好的话。
And we treasure those words specially.
而且我们特别宝贝这些临别的话。
So you can imagine Paul gathering the elders from Ephesus, and they've come around him. They've wept. They know that he's going to Rome. They know he's going to die. And he turns around and he speaks to them.
你知道这些人，他们都来听保罗讲。他们知道保罗就会去送到罗马，而且会死掉，所以他就转过来对着这些人说话。
He says in verse 25 of Acts chapter 20, "You will never see my face again."
所以在第二十五节第八章第二十章二十五节里面说，我知道你们以后不能再见我的面。
And then he says this, "I'm innocent of the blood of all men." What does he mean by that phrase? That he was he a murderer? No. What does he mean when he says he's innocent of the blood of all men?
他在这里到底他说你们中间无论何人死亡，罪不在我的身上，他到底是什么意思呢？
Because he says, "Whenever I taught you, I did not shrink from declaring the whole counsel of God."
因为当他的意思是说，当我每次跟你们传讲的神的话的时候，我没有减少神的旨意。
The great tendency as a preacher, the great tendency as a missionary, the great tendency as a worker today is to move away from the hard parts of Scripture.
很多的时候，我们有些传道讲道的人，他们总是尽量躲开这个神的话语最重要的部分。
Because it might offend somebody.
因为这些讲到这些中心性的时候，可能会得罪了一些人。
And when a preacher moves away from that, he becomes guilty of the blood. The blood of that congregation is on him.
当一个传道人他不讲到神中心的话语的话，他就成为在这些让人死亡的事上有罪。
One of the stories of my pilgrimage, and Pastor King knows this, that just before I started here, I was finishing up with a church in Kinnelong.
我在我来到这里以前，我正结束了在另外一个教会的一个服事。
And I hope this is not recorded, but I'm going to say it anyway. This is a very liberal church.
那个我前面的那一个去服事的那个教会，他们是非常的怎么新派的。
Yeah, but now, those of you that know me and my classes and from here, I really want to teach what the Bible says, period.
可是所有上过我的课的人都知道我是一心就是想讲圣经讲的话。
And they would have communion in this liberal church, and I was supposed to lead communion.
在这个教会里面，他们邀请我去的时候，他们在擘饼的时候。
And I talked about Jesus dying for our sins and that we were sinners.
当我在擘饼的聚会里面，我告诉大家说，耶稣基督为我们的罪死了，我们是罪人。
I think I have pretty good evidence for the fact that we're sinners, not only experientially, but from the Word.
我自己很觉得这个是圣经的话，而且我自己也很清楚，我们是个罪人。
So after communion, one of the leaders came up to me and says, "You know, I don't think the word sin has been mentioned in this church in over 10 years."
当我结束的时候，有个教会的带领人来告诉我说，你知道吗？我们这个教会有十年，差不多有十年时间，根本不提罪的事情。
Now, if you don't mention sin, how can you have a savior?
你如果不讲人的罪的事情的话，你怎么能够会谈到有救主呢？
And if you don't tell the people that they're sinners and they die in their sins, you are guilty of their blood.
你如果不告诉人说我们有罪，我们需要拯救，那么你就是在这些罪人的死亡上面你有罪的。
So we make a commitment as English ministry to always declare the full and total counsel of God.
所以我们真的愿意在新的这个英文聚会的里面，我们要真的传讲神中心的话。
Then the other thing that Paul says in verse 28, which is so very important.
第二十八节很重要。
He says to these elders, "Guard yourselves and all the flock of God that the Holy Spirit made you overseers."
圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们当为自己谨慎，也要为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会。
I just want to state the obvious to everybody in the room.
我希望很清楚的说明。
Number one,
第一点
I'm older than the people in the English ministry.
我对于将来的这个英文聚会组的人，我是比他们都年长。
I may be older than some of you in this congregation, many of you.
我可能比我们当中的许多人都年长。
And sometimes when we get older, we tend to look at the generation or two that's following us, and we tend to say they're not as good as we were.
当我们越来越年长的时候，我们有时候回头看我们跟着上来的人的时候，我们会嫌他们不好。
But I don't think that's really true. They live in a different generation than we lived in.
要知道这个那没有这个并不一定是正确的，因为每一个世代你活的是不同的光景。
I remember my dad telling me how bad the snow was that he had to walk up, go to school, walk 2 miles in the snow uphill both ways.
我记得我父亲告诉我说，当下大雪的时候，他要怎么样走两里路去学校。
And now I begin to say the same thing. Nobody knows how tough it was back then.
我现在会讲说，从来没有人知道我们那个时候有多困难。
But I'm convinced that the world in which these young people live, whether it be the children or the ones that sang, the world that you and I face every day is much more complex than the world of 30, 40 years ago.
但我可以中肯的讲说，今天不管刚刚唱歌的小孩或大的孩子，他们今天所面临的一些社会的复杂性远超过我们三四十年前的。
And the Church of Jesus Christ has failed this generation.
而耶稣基督的福音在这一个世代里面有时候就失落了。
When we've turned to entertainment instead of teaching.
当我们很容易就转向了一些娱乐性的而不是教导。
A recent study by the Barna Group says the church today is more illiterate theologically than any time before.
有许多的调查告诉我们，今天这个世代里面对于福音的传讲是着重于这些娱乐性的重于教导的。
The second aspect of the church that people have studied around America is the church has become more ingrown. Pastor King already spoke about it. We just like to stay within our holy huddle. We don't want to get outside.
而第二个讲到这个世代教会的有一个特点，就是我们很喜欢在里头自己人玩在一起，而不愿意去找外面的人。
And another impact is facing our young people.
另外有一个能够大大的影响我们的年轻人的
，is facing our whole culture.
那就是要怎么样面对我们的文化
？It's a term called postmodernism.
有一个叫做后现代主义。
And this the key word for postmodernism is tolerance.
这个后现代主义的一个特点就是我们要容忍，要接纳。
You do what you want to do, I'll do what I want to do. I'm not going to tell you what you did is wrong. Please accept me for what I do and my lifestyle.
这个后现代主义的一个说法就是，我要尊重你的做法。当你做错了，我也不敢告诉你，我们都不讲。
Haven't you heard that in school? Haven't you heard that on the news?
你有没有在新闻、在教学校里面碰到这样的事？
And we've been seduced by this tolerance today.
而我们今天为着这个所谓的容忍，我们已经都弄错了。
And we need to guard the flock. We need to guard our young people to come to a point of view that the Bible does say some things about life.
但是在圣经里面告诉我们，我们必须怎么样牧养，要教导、引导我们的下一代。
I tell my classes in the evening Bible school, it's not the parts of the Bible that I understand that should bother me. It's the parts of the Bible that I don't understand that I should obey.
我常常告诉我圣经学校的学生说，在圣经里面有一些我懂的部分，那并不是这么我 say that again.
The tough parts I should be obedient in.
啊，最难的部分不是那个我懂的部分，我懂的部分，可是我却不去遵行。Say it again. I'm sorry. Say it again. I'm sorry.
We had such a great time. This is not even funny. There's parts of the Bible that we understand that we should just obey simply.
Okay, 在圣经里面，我们如果明白的部分，我们应该就是遵行。
But there are parts of the Bible that we don't want to obey because they disagree with the culture.
但是有很多地方我们不愿意寻，因为我们不了解，我们觉得它跟这个文化不同。
And so our choice is, do we obey the culture, do we obey the Bible?
所以我们就会面临一个选择，到底我要顺从文化呢，还是要顺从圣经讲的？
Is my American culture stronger than the Bible?
到底是我美国的文化比重于过于圣经所说的吗？
Is my Chinese culture stronger than the Bible?
还是我中国人的文化传统要重于圣经所说的？
And the Bible calls me out of that, and part of that is radical kind of living.
所以这个圣经上面有些地方叫我们要从这里面出来。
It impacts how I date. It impacts how I spend my money. It impacts how I spend my time.
这些观念会影响到我们怎么样交男女朋友，或者我们怎么样用我们的钱财的态度。
And I just want to close with this verse in verse 28.
我希望用二十八节来结束我的今天的分享。
And Paul says this to these leaders.
保罗这样子说的。
He asks them that they guard themselves, and that's why it's good when you see your leadership in prayer.
他在这里二十八节里面说到、你们要照顾你们的群羊。
And you guard all the flock. And Jesus tells us that we should be concerned not with just the 99 that are in the building, but the one or the two or the three that we can't find. All the flock, they're still our flock, even though they may have wandered away. We should reach out after them.
这里说要你们要做全群的监督，就是有一两只羊已经离开了，我们仍然要去照应他们。
What is the most precious thing on the earth today?
今天这个世界上最珍贵的一件是什么事呢？
The most precious thing on the earth today is the Church of Jesus Christ.
今天在这个世界上最宝贝一件事就是基督的教会。
I know some of these young people are getting married, and the men, they love to go on and buy the ring, and it's a very, very special ring because they spent a lot of money for it, and she's going to wear it for the rest of her life.
我知道我们许多的年轻人，他们为了要订婚结婚，他们有人很珍贵，那个戒指对他们来讲是非常珍贵，他们要戴了一辈子。
And he purchased that ring with a lot of money.
他们花了很多的钱去买那个戒指。
I know some of you have bought homes, you've bought cars, and it becomes a valuable thing because you measure how the value is given by how much money you put in that house or that car.
很多的时候，我们买了一栋房子，我们来看一个事物的价值，我们是看我们花了多好的钱。
What's the most valuable thing in North Jersey today? What's the most valuable thing on the earth today?
但是今天在教会里面，在这个世界上最有价值的是什么东西呢？
It's the Church of Jesus Christ because Christ gave His blood for us.
那就是耶稣基督的教会，因为耶稣基督他为我们流血。
You couldn't be more powerful if you were than the pastor of a church like this, because you get to shepherd the souls of men for all eternity.
因为我们是在为着这个所有在人的永恒里面的灵魂，我们在这。
A pastor has been called to be a steward of the most precious thing on the face of the earth.
这个传道人在这里被称作是一个神的用人。
To be involved in a church as a pastor, as a leader,
作为一个教会的传道人
has more power with God than a president or a chairman.
他事实上在神的眼中，他拥有的权力，他是比世界上政治上的总统都还要大的。
So as you pray for us, as you see us, especially on the first Sundays, think about the future. Think about these young people. Think about what they're going to be like in 10, 15, 20 years.
当你们为我们祷告的时候，请我们大家能够思想这些年轻的孩子，他们十年、二十、十五年以后会是怎么样的情况。
I am committed to plant seeds that will come to grow after I'm gone.
我真的是很我有一个心愿，就是我所撒的种子，在我就是我走了以后，这个种子能够茁壮长大。
We're going to come to the Lord's table in just a moment, and we're going to remember the death and the burial of Jesus Christ as He died for our sins.
我们马上等一下就要一起领用来纪念主的饼杯。我们要这里提醒我们注意，注重到想起神为我们的死。
But there are two people that I would like to come and have a word of prayer. I'd like to ask Ed Lynn if he would come from the Reach Ministry on Friday nights at the Wyckoff Church. And then David Schuett, if he would come, just ask the Lord's blessing. David is the pastor, one of the pastors at the Hawthorne Gospel Church. And I'd like to ask them to come and pray And then Pastor King will lead us into communion.
我希望在我们结束以前，请 Adeline， 她是 Rich 那个 group 的代表，还有 David 牧师，他是 Houghton 教会的代表，他们来祷告。
Your turn, sir.
Yes.
Rich goes first.
Okay, Adeline.
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we want to thank you.
父啊，我们要感谢你。
For inviting us to your house this morning.
你今天早晨让我们来到你的家里。
Every single time we come together.
每次我们在一起的时候。
Father, we are humbled by your sacrifice.
我们真的是想到了你为我们的牺牲，我们真是就谦卑下来。
There is nothing that we can bring.
我们没有办法带什么东西来。
There is no boasting.
我们也没有什么可夸口的。
In front of pure grace.
我们在你的恩典的面前。
Father, we thank you for our brother David Crennel.
主啊，我们为着大卫牧师，我们来感谢你。
Lord, to see him, to know him these last few years.
我们在过去几年来，我们能够认识他。
Father, I know many have been blessed.
我们知道许多人蒙到祝福。
He has been a spiritual father in many ways.
他真的成为我们属灵的父亲，在许多的方面。
In different congregations, especially in the Reach Group.
他在许多的不同的团体里头，在会众里头，尤其他对着我们的 Reach。
So Father, we want to thank you for him.
我们真的为他来感谢你。
We ask you to really, fill him up in this place, Lord.
我们求主你真的让他能够在这个地方大大的充满他。
Let your spirit really reign in this place through him.
让你借着他能够，你的圣灵能够在这里来做工。
And you bless this church and the vision of this church.
也求主你祝福这个教会的意向。
We thank you in Jesus' name. We pray.
我们感恩乃是靠主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.
Before I pray,
让我祷在我祷告以前。
I would like to bring you greetings from Hawthorn Gospel Church.
我希望带上 Hawthorn 教会对大家的问候。
Before I left this morning, the pastors, the senior pastor, and also the associate senior pastor.
在我早上离开以前，我们教会的主任牧师
said that they would like to be here, but because of ministry there, they had to stay. But they send their greetings.
他们真的很希望来，可是因为他们要服事，所以他们把他们的问候带来了。
And they also want to express to you,
他们也想跟大家说,
their unity in the gospel and in reaching North Jersey for Jesus Christ.
他们要表达他们能够在主里面的这种出去传福音的一起的合一，在New Jersey 是何等的重要。
Let's pray now.
让我们一起祷告。
Our gracious Heavenly Father.
我们宝贝的天父啊。
We thank you from the beginning of time when our relationship with you was broken back at the Garden of Eden.
真的，我们在这位置想到我们从在我们的祖宗在伊甸园里面就破坏了与你的关系的以后。
You have set in process a plan to reach the nations for Jesus Christ.
你就早就预定了，你要借着你的爱子耶稣基督，你的福音要传到所有的人。
And we thank you, Lord, that in the book of Revelation, we get an idea of what that plan is going to look like.
我们真的感谢你在启示录里面，你给我们看到这个计划要如何的成全。
In the book of Revelation, we read that one day there's going to be people from every tribe and nation.
我们真的在那里看到有一天从各族各方的人都要来到你面前。
From every people group on this earth here, they're going to gather one day to worship and glorify you.
有一天这世界上各地的人都要来到一起，要同声的来敬拜你。
And so, Lord, we come before you this morning to worship and to praise you.
所以今天早晨我们来到你面前来敬拜赞美你。
Because we are now part of that process of bringing people to Jesus Christ.
因为我们今天就是在那个过程里面的一部分，你要用着我们带人来认识你。
From every tribe and nation.
从各族来认识你。
And we pray our Heavenly Father that you would find us faithful in that.
主啊，我们真的是，我们感谢你，你让我们在这个事情上有份。
We pray for the leadership of this church.
我们为着这个教会带领的弟兄们来祷告。
We thank you for the vision that they've had for moving from Wyckoff to reaching out into this community now.
我们感谢你，你带着他们从 Wyckoff 那个地方出来，到今天我们要开始往外面去传福音。
And we pray, our Heavenly Father, that you would continue to bless them with wisdom and vision and passion to see people come to know you.
是我们祷告的是你给他们智慧，能够带领人，能够来认识你。
We pray for David Crentel. We pray, our Heavenly Father, that you would bless him with wisdom and daily strength. We pray, our Heavenly Father, that you'd bless him with the time and to be able to commit to the ministry that you have given to him here. And even above that, Lord, we pray that the love that he has for you would be evident when he ministers to other people. And we pray, our Heavenly Father, for the English outreach from this church. To see the young people standing up here this morning, it shows the potential of reaching out into this community and around the world. We pray, Heavenly Father, that they would truly come to understand what it means to follow and to commit to you totally.
主啊, 真的来开我们的眼睛，让我们真正明白什么叫做来跟随你，而且奉献给你。
That they would be truly your hands and feet, not only in this community here, but in Europe and in China and in Africa and around the world.
所以他们不只是在这个地方来侍奉你，他们能够到欧洲、到中国、到非洲、到各地来传福音。
So we pray, our Heavenly Father, for this church.
我们为着这个教会来感谢你。
May your hand of blessing be upon it.
愿你的祝福的恩典临到他们。
And now, Lord, we're going to come before you to worship you around your table.
主啊, 我们马上要来领用你的饼杯。
Anything that we do, anything that we accomplish, it's because of what you have done for us.
我们能够今天能够所有的一切都是你已经为我们做成的。
And so, Lord, we pray around this communion table that you would just bless us as we focus on everything that you did for us on the cross.
主啊, 真的当我们在领用的时候，你让我们真的注目在你在十字架上为我们所成就的。
And then that joy of our salvation, of having our sins forgiven, given us the strength to reach out into this community.
给我们那个喜乐能力能够往外去传福音。
And we pray this in your wonderful name.
我们祷告乃是奉主你奇妙的名。 Amen. Amen.